let's see, supposing you gave your son the name of one of your brothers. You might say, we named him his uncle.
We named him after his uncle.
That's what I wanted. Then what kind of animal is Nancy?
A dog.
Okay. And how do you call a dog to come to you?
Well, you whistle at it, or you can say, here, here, you know.
Okay.
Train him to where that he...
Okay. And how might you call him to get him to stop attacking somebody? Nancy wouldn't do that.
Well, you just kind of scold her, you know.
Well, what would you say, or how would you holler at it?
I'd say, Nancy, come back here.
Okay. And how about to attack another dog, say it was one of those wild dogs that is after your chickens? Now, you wouldn't ask Nancy to do that. But supposing you had a big dog and you wanted it to get after another dog, what would you say?
I'd shake him on that dog.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what would you call a dog that was a mixed breed? Like it was part hound and part something else and part something else. You didn't know what all it was.
Just a mixed dog. Well, he called it just a mixed dog, I guess. We call them lots of times, just say old cur dogs or something like that, you
okay.
know.
Any other words for that besides the cur?
Well, no more than it would, you could say, well, it's just mixed up.
Just
a mixed up dog, you know.
But mostly you just call it a cur dog or something like
cur
that.
A cur dog or something like that, you know. It's just mixed with other kind of dogs, you know.
Uh-huh.
I reckon that'd be about...
Well, if somebody's afraid of dogs, they might ask you, does that dog...
bite you?
Mm-hmm. And supposing you wanted them to be afraid of them, you might say, yes, he...
he will bite.
Or he did.
He did bite someone.
Okay, he, a man yesterday, he what?
You could say, well, he bit a man yesterday.
Okay. And in the last few years, he has several people.
You know, bitten several people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. What would you call two animals working together, like plowing or something like that?
Call them mules or horses.
Okay, well, I mean, for saying that they were working together, to say that. They were working as
a team.
Okay.
A double team.
Okay, and would you ever, if there was just two of them, you might, instead of team, you might use a different word.
Well, you could say, well, I have a double. Let me see, how would you bring that in?
What would you usually say? You usually say a team of horses or mules, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me see another thing that would use that, the word I'm thinking of. If you have two socks, you have a what of socks?
You'd have two.
A what?
There would be two socks in place for one sock.
Okay, well, you have to have, and if they both match, they're
a pair.
That's the word I want. Would you ever talk about animals working as a pair?